The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
There's a new weight loss product that's quickly becoming part of the Blaze family, and it works great. Hi there, it's Doc Thompson for Riduzone, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. I love the story about how a previously undiscovered molecule found in olive oil can help control appetite and boost your metabolism. What I didn't realize is how many of us here at the Blaze just love the stuff. Chris, Sarah, Tom, even Stu, all lost 10 pounds minimum in the last 21 days. Check out Riduzone.com, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. Use the promo code DOC and get 30% off your order. That's Riduzone.com. Caitlin was president of Turning Point USA's Kent State University chapter. Are you still actually president of the chapter?
No, the chapter no longer exists as of right now.
Okay, so Turning Point USA, explain a little bit about the organization for those people that aren't familiar with it. I bet it's a name that most know, but can you explain a little bit about what it has been?
Yeah, so Turning Point is a conservative organization around the entire nation on over 1,000 college campuses. We promote the values of conservatism, which is not the values of Republicans. So they claim not to be the neoconservatives. They claim not to be the rhino establishment Republicans. So we believe in free speech and gun rights, lower government, limited taxes, that kind of stuff.
Cool.
And it's all ran by students.
And various chapters all across the country, right?
Yes, there's a lot of chapters.
Okay, and I've had some run-ins and seen, you know, things that people have reported on and done, and Turning Point seems to has done a pretty good job. I mean, especially recruiting younger people and, you know, exposing them to ideas that maybe they're not getting on college campuses. So good.
Oh, they're positively not getting them on college campuses.
No. But recently, Caitlin, you blasted them in a letter. I think this was Monday.
Yeah.
What did you go after them for? Turning Point. Why did you turn on them?
Right. So, honestly, I think they turned on me. My anti-safe space event where someone dressed up in a diaper to mock the liberals went absolutely viral. I faced a lot of backlash for it. And, you know, it looked bad for them as a PR reason, because the left took this as an opportunity to just go after them, like, oh my gosh, you guys dress up as babies, like, this is so embarrassing. And
real quick, let's explain what it is, too. So you kind of fenced off with one of those baby gates, a guy who was in a diaper and had a pacifier and a little rubber ducky and stuff to show that it's a safe space. That I'm guessing if you're in a safe space, you're like a child, right?
Yeah, so Turning Point has this poster that we put out that says safe spaces are for children.
Gotcha.
So I was replicating exactly what the poster said, exactly what I believe safe spaces are. I do believe people in safe spaces act like children.
Mm-hmm.
And the reception on campus was great. People who walked by, they absolutely loved it. They absolutely got exactly what we were trying to say. That was the funnest thing I have ever done in Turning Point.
So it came
to the point.
So the video went viral and you got a lot of attention, and then Turning Point, they were like, whoa, what are you doing? Is that right?
Yeah. And the weird thing is, the day that it happened, I met Charlie Kirk in person and he said, keep up the great work. You're doing a lot of triggering. And I was like, oh my
gosh.
And
Charlie Kirk, for those that don't know, is the president of Turning Point.
Yeah, he's the founder, and he's the executive director. Yeah.
Okay. And he said, keep up the great work, whatever. But then they told you it was bad somehow?
Oh, yeah. Like, literally the next day, someone must have been whispering in Charlie Kirk's ears, something to tell him that, hey, actually, this isn't a good idea. Our tweet blew up from the Kent State Turning Point page, and I was freaking out. I was like, okay, like, what's going on? It got to the point, it got so bad, other chapters were basically bashing us online, harassing individual members of the chapter, to where I had to reach out to them and say, hey, can I talk to you about this? Like, I don't know what's going on, and I haven't heard anything from you, but we're going viral.
So, Caitlin, what was the argument? What bothered them? I mean, at first glance, I don't think anything would make them look really bad or anything. What do you think, or what were they saying was the problem with it? What was the image that they didn't like?
So this is what I was told. I was told that while they understand what I was trying to do, that it gave the left, it gave the progressives a lot of ammo to go after them and make fun of them. And so, I mean, that's the reasoning I got. And I was like, it really kind of went against what I believed, because I wouldn't do something on purpose to humiliate an organization that I was so passionate about. And, you know, I thought I got the point across. I thought it was funny.
So I guess too. I still don't understand what part of the image were they saying made or gave the left.
But it was
satire about the left. They're missing the point. I mean, I don't even see how the left globs onto it. I don't know. In other words, what is the left doing? How did that give the left ammo? What were they tweeting out and posting that would say, it makes the right look bad? In fact, it just makes your point, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what I got. Alex Jones wrote about it. Milo wrote about it. And all of their fans absolutely loved it. So, I mean, they're trying to stay. I think Turning Point is trying to stray away from the Alex Jones types and the Milo types, obviously. And I think because it came off as extreme like that.
Oh, okay. So it was a little more sensational.
It was too triggering. I was told I was being too triggering.
Okay. All right. Now, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with their attitude about that, but I understand what they're saying. And yes, I will give, if this is what Turning Point or others want to say, the Alex Jones, first of all, he's not just triggering. Alex is crazy. Right. But he's in a whole separate category. But if you want to say the Milos, the Tommies, the bomb throwers out there, yeah, you're right. There's too much of that because it's just bomb throwing. It's not nuanced. Your satire is really difficult. Satire has to be edgy and a little bit triggering, but not reckless, mean, or just bomb throwing. So if they're saying that, I get it. But this doesn't appear to be Milo-esque, Caitlin.
I think that it was something that their donors were upset with. So they had to please them, not to lose their donors. Basically, the left on Twitter was basically, you know, calling it a self-own, saying that, oh, like, you guys want to mock us, but you're the ones who dressed up in diapers. And the funny thing is, our safe space exactly replicated an actual safe space on a college campus where they had a speaker come in who was pro-life talking against abortion, and these people were playing with Play-Doh. They had bubbles. They were sitting around with coloring books. You know, unfortunately, we didn't have, you know, the emotional support dogs, because that would have been cool. But, you know, we replicated a safe space, and that's what we did. We took it a step further and, you know, put it out there that you guys look like children and babies, and yeah.
Well, I, like I said, I think it was a clever idea. I know satire is interesting. Turning Point can do what they want. If they want to try to thread the needle, you know, to define who they are, that's certainly their right as well. And they have done some good things. Yep. I think this is kind of a silly, you know, argument far on their part, a little whatever.
Yeah.
But I didn't see anything overtly wrong with it, Caitlin. I think you made a good point, and safe spaces are silly. What do you do now? Right. Where are you going now? What are you going to do?
Well, I kind of decided to take a break from politics with an organization. It was so much drama. Mm-hmm. Conservatives love drama. They love stepping on each other's toes to get to the top. That's something I've learned that I didn't expect.
Caitlin, you know what? I don't want to brush over that or gloss over that. You are right. You just said something that most people, we don't even really touch on here because, you know, we just know it and we forget to tell the audience, but you're right. Within these organizations, there is as much drama as people
that
on the left.
For sure.
And the backstabbing from these names, you know, to climb to the top to build their brand. And half of them don't even believe what they say. Am I right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. Well, Caitlin, I wish you the best of luck. Where are you from, by the way? Are you from that area?
I'm from around Kent in Ohio.
Okay, very good. You got to do me a favor today or tomorrow. Run to Swenson's. Get a Swenson's burger in Akron. You got to do that because I can live vicariously through you, because the whole time she's from Kent, I'm going, you know, Swenson's isn't that far away. It's pretty legit.
Right.
And then let us know what we can do for you down the road, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, Caitlin, have a great day.
You too.
You didn't even ask her about the four dead in Ohio.
The four dead in Ohio, thank you.
I mean,
you know, it's coming up. Come on, man. Come on. It's coming up. May 4th, baby. May 4th. I know.
You. Okay.
I know. My sister went to Kent State until they kicked her out. She went to Kent State, yeah.
Why did they kick her out?
No, the Cyclops. I'm just kidding. She actually got her RN. She's a registered nurse. Got her degree. Yeah, so.
That's nice.
Yeah, they have a good nursing program. Okay. You're bagging on Kent State? What are you bagging on Kent State for?
I'm not bagging on Kent State. I'm just saying I want to know.
Okay, gotcha.
I want to know about the four dead, if they're still
the
there.
The four dead in Ohio. That's right. It's coming up May 4th, people that don't know. 1970. May 4th, 1970. We got an anniversary. You're mocking them, and they're dead. Do you know any of their names?
I know that America sent troops onto Kent State.
Okay, that's all we need to
know.
No, that's
fine.
Yeah.
Do you?
I think
Gretchen. I'll throw it back in your face. Come
Gretchen.
On. Well, I could have said, I think, if I would have just
names.
Said, yes.
I should
Fred
know.
Wookberg.
Okay.
And
had you owned it, I would
have
gone,
uh-oh. I know.
Uh-oh, whatever. No, I don't. And, you know, I have failed my Ohio
yeah.
brothers and sisters on this. I should know that. That's my. I'm going to go ahead and admit my mistake and lead with it today. All right, good for Caitlin. She needs to lead with the message about what a bunch of whiny drama queens
kidding.
The conservative movement is.
That was tremendous.
And you're right. That was the best part. And by the way, when you hear all these people, these names thrown about and they're, you know, pundits on TV and whatever else, know this, that at least half of them are completely full of crap and they don't believe what they're saying. You need to pick and choose. Do your homework.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.